Good day, and welcome to the Talk It Out podcast. My name is Neil Bailey Harper, and tonight I'm off the cuff with Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Wolf. The music I'm listening to, I heard John Mayer refer to him one time as the blueprint, and he's absolutely right. When it comes to guitar and singing, just one man and his guitar, it's nobody better than James Taylor. This comes from the October Road album, 2002. The song is 4th of July. And I hope you did have a great holiday weekend. Listen, the goal of my podcast and what I really want to do is I want to engage you in a conversation. And whether we talk back and forth or not, we can still talk. You can have that conversation with yourself or with the people around you just like I do. But I want to engage you as a man of a certain age, as a person of a certain age. Just want to engage you. And today I went to the doctor, as a man or a person of a certain age should do, just for a physical. And I've been blessed in a health perspective. I've really been blessed. I've never broken a limb. I never had anything more than just a regular shot when a shot was supposed to be getting, even the flu shots. Don't really have to get them. Never had any kind of surgery. Never spent a day in a hospital. Never had more than a checkup from a doctor. So by any standards, I'm blessed. But every time I go to the doctor, you realize it's as real as it can be. You're at the doctor. You're damn near naked. You have to open yourself up to whatever the doctor thinks is the proper thing to do. The other thing I realize, too, is that the older I get, the more candid I get with the doctor. I don't give a fuck if you know I smoke. They're just the doctor. So you tell the doctor your things. And this trip to the doctor again, the other thing that gets me about the doctor's office is when, you know, you put that little bathrobe on, which I guess you're not supposed to tie it because it ties up in the back. But every doctor experience I've had, you're left waiting in that room, sitting on that wax paper slack with your ass out for at least 15-20 minutes. It's never been shorter than that. And in that time, for me, you don't really think about anything, but you do. You're wondering, you know what the doctor's going to find, what the doctor is not going to find. You want to know if you're okay, if you're not okay. And you're just waiting. And it's almost as if they're sitting outside that room, just letting you stir a little bit. And I always wonder why your blood pressure might be a little bit higher than normal. Well, you're sitting in there, you're wondering, where the fuck is the doctor? This, too, is the blueprint. James Taylor from 1981, I believe. The song is Her Town, too, with DJ Souther. Man, this guy's as good as it gets. It really is. So, when the doctor comes in, we have a very nice, candid conversation, and they're doing the little test. And I notice she does one thing 3 or 4 times. And eventually, it comes to pass where she says, okay, maybe she'll come back in 2 days just so we can run some more tests. Now, I'm not tripping. This is not drama. I'm not looking for it. I'm just engaging you guys and you ladies in. Has this happened to you? When you've never had anything more than a needle and a physical, when a doctor says, come back for another test. And honestly, she just said, look, we just need to, why not just check? You're a man of a certain age. I'm going in there, honestly, thinking I can get some of that, you know, juice, the hero juice. Not that I need it, which is what she said and which we discovered, but you can take a test for that too without getting a pill. We're so quick to get pills, but you can take a test for that. But she said you need to come back Thursday for some other test. Now, again, I have never had any electronic surveillance, anything other than giving blood to a doctor. So when they start talking those tests with the letters, you know, MCI, MRI, EKG, all that kind of stuff, it kind of freaks me out a little bit. But I feel fine. And the doctor assured me that everything else checks out fine. But she just wants to take these extra tests. So I'm saying to myself, what runs through your head? If you've been in that spot, what do you think about? Not only when you're there, but the cool thing is that I go back on Thursday. So I don't have a week or 2 weeks to walk around wondering if whatever they're testing for is nothing, if it's there, if it's getting bigger, if it's getting little, if it's, I don't know. And I'm not saying it's any kind of mass or anything like that. I'm just talking, y'all. But I'm still at the same time, when you're in your new studio, you talk a lot and you talk to yourself. But with me, I can do this. So I want to engage you to either have that conversation back and forth with me. You can call me at 571-723-6753. Or you can have the conversation with the people around you or yourself too. But does the big bad wolf ever get in your head? For no reason. Just because you've never seen the big bad wolf. And it's not that you do. I don't believe that either. It's just a lot of things to think about when there's nothing to think about, if that makes sense. Life is good. But I also realize that I am a man of a certain age. And we look, hey, people my age, we go to homecoming, we gather now, and we look great, and we all of that. And everybody does, looks. It seems like for some reason we want to say we look better than the generation before us did at this certain time. Maybe it's because we're dressing different. Maybe it's because we're wearing more makeup. Maybe it's because we get that plastic shit done to us. But when push comes to shove, we are all still getting older. We really are. There's no way around that. We just get older. This, I want to mix in a little Stephen Bishop. 1976, I believe the album is Careless. Yeah, the song is On and On. And they break your heart. I love this song. And as you can tell, I'm playing soothing music because I'm trying to keep myself on the same plane too. I just want to know if you think like I do. Is it just a checkup or is it just a checkup? And you know what? I honestly believe it's just a checkup. And the test she's going to do will help put my mind to ease about anything else. But still, today's Tuesday. That's Thursday. I'm that kind of guy that I go through a whole lot of little rabbit holes before Thursday. But not as many as I used to, which is even good, better, I think. Because what you going to do? Man of a certain age, you ain't out running rabbit holes. You just got to deal with them. So, I guess what I'm just trying to do is, I'm when I left the doctor's office, I'm fine. I was off the rest of the afternoon, so I had a little bit of time to contemplate the worst case scenario. And there's nobody to talk me out of it but me. And after 5 or 6 hours, you're like, hey, what the fuck am I doing? And why? But that's how I process it. And you know what? You might not be the kind of person that needs to process everything. I am. Most everything. Some processes take that long. Others might take a little bit longer. But when you're faced with molehills, the best thing to do is to keep them a molehill. You know, I'm not talking myself into a mountain anymore, because that's what the big bad wolf gets you to do. The big bad wolf wants you to think that every molehill becomes a mountain, and it doesn't. But where do you go to keep that molehill the molehill? Do you need to go anywhere? Is it just the fact that you know, okay, I'm going back Thursday for a test, and it's just a test? If you've had these tests before, how do you feel about them? How do they make you feel? Again, I'm just speaking because this is kind of new ground to me. And it's not a matter of me being able to accept it or deal with it. It's just new. When things are new, they're new. This also is back to the blueprint. James Taylor, Shower the People. Boy, what was this from? Maybe In the Pocket in 79, something like that. The album was In the Pocket. He's great, man. I've seen him live 2 or 3 times. And it's just a soothing. You got to catch him when he wants to do his songs, though, and not try to give you stuff that you want that he wants you to hear. But when he decides to do the stuff that you want to hear, you lay back, man, and it is just like a drug all in itself. He once made the statement that he's written 200 songs, or he's written 2 songs 100 times. But either way, I love his music. So, again, the older we get, the closer we get to God is the closer we get to God. That's from a chronological sense. And just where your head is and where your heart is, hopefully they kind of merge into the same place most times. I'm just asking, when we're the ones, and men especially, well, not men especially, because women do just as much, but when we're the ones who are always telling someone else that everything is cool, how do you process that? When someone has, do you need someone to tell you that? Do you look for someone to tell you that? You know what? Here's the thing I'm getting away with right now. I might be wanting you to say that, hey, Neil, everything is cool, but I can't hear you say it. You might need somebody to hear you. Sometimes we might need somebody to tell us that, but we can't hear them say it to us. So we say it to ourselves. That's the beauty in this podcast. I can talk to you and hopefully you'll listen. And hopefully you're talking back to me. And if you ever want to physically talk to me, you can. But this is how we do it now. So I'm just putting it out there. Like I said before, everybody can be listening and nobody can be listening at all. But it works for me. Going back on Thursday, I don't expect anything other than just taking a test. But when I've never taken the test before, I don't know how you do it. Do they pry? Do they do this? Do they do that? What do you got to do? How long does it take? All that kind of stuff can go in my head. But after a while, I do a Marley and I say, fuck it. Bring it on. I'm still here. It's another day. Let's just live the life. So listen, if you've ever been in that position, or the older you get, you're blessed, you will be in these positions when you go to see the doctors and the doctors tell you, let's do this dance or let's do that dance. Just keep dancing. Just keep dancing. This is the Talk It Out podcast. My name is Neil Bailey Harper. Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? The wolf is fear. There's nothing to fear but fear itself, y'all. And I'm not scared. Have a blessed day. Have a wonderful night. I'll holler at you soon. You can subscribe or you can just do you. Talk to you soon.
Show them the way that you feel. Shower the peace.